The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Share Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You have listened to us over 500,000 times. American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit to quit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Behold, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of night and day, there are indeed signs for men of understanding. Men who celebrate the praises of Allah, standing, sitting, and lying down on their sides, and contemplate the wonders of creation in the heavens and the earth. Our Lord, not for naught hast thou created all of this. Glory to you. Give us salvation from the penalty of the fire. Our Lord, any whom you do admit to the fire, truly you cover with shame, and never will wrongdoers find any helpers. Our Lord, we have heard the call of one calling us to faith. Believe in Allah, in the Lord, and we have believed. Our Lord, forgive us our sins, blot out from us our iniquities, and take to thyself our souls in the company of the righteous. Our Lord, grant us what you did promise us through your messengers, and save us from shame on the day of judgment, for you never break your promise. And their Lord has accepted of them and answered them. Never will I suffer to be lost the work of any of you, be he male or female. You are from one another. Those who have left their homes and were driven out therefrom and suffered harm in my cause and fought and were slain, verily I will blot out from them their iniquities and admit them into gardens with rivers flowing beneath, a reward from the presence of Allah, and from His presence is the best of rewards. Let not the strutting about of the unbelievers through the land deceive you. Little is it for enjoyment. Their ultimate abode is hell. What an evil bed to lie on. On the other hand, for those who fear their Lord are gardens with rivers flowing beneath. Therein are they to dwell, a gift from the presence of Allah, and that which is in the presence of Allah is the best bliss for the righteous. And there are certainly among the people of the book those who believe in Allah, in the revelation to you, and in the revelation to them. Bowing in humility to Allah, they will not sell the signs of Allah for a miserable gain. For them is the reward with their Lord, and Allah is swift in account. O ye who believe, persevere in patience and constancy. Vie in such perseverance. Strengthen each other and fear Allah that you may prosper. Surely Allah is sadiq. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So I selected those particular ayat for this morning of asking the students of Imam W.D. Muhammad. And some of what we will carry on as we embark upon a conversation on our blog talk radio. This is all talk, right? This isn't music radio. This is all about the conversation. And the conversation this morning that I would like to have is one that encourages deep thinking. So in this particular ayat, you will find an idea that is put forth of one of thinking, and not just one of thinking just a little bit, Yanni. It's one that you are encouraged to think for more than just a simple thought, that you really do sit and you look and you begin to read, not just reading one thing or a book, but reading the entire creation. So we in the ayat that we just read, it talks about the signs that are in the heavens and the earth and in the alternation of the night and the day. And then it goes on and it states regarding men who celebrate the praises of Allah, standing, sitting, and lying down on their sides, right? It doesn't really matter in what form. It doesn't give any credence of greatness to one or the other. It's saying that in all of these forms in which they find themselves, when they find themselves at the strongest in their standing, when they find themselves a little weak in their sitting, and when they find themselves with no ability but to lie down and accept whatever it is that is going on, that they still are celebrating the praises of Allah and contemplating creation, okay? And this is what we want to look at. They are thinking, they are pondering with a intense pondering, okay? Not just a thick one, this is an extra intense. This is to think in a very intense format. You're not just looking and saying, oh, look at that, you know. No, you are literally intending to contemplate and to go into creation. And it says with this thinking, right, saying that our Lord, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقَتَ هَذَا بَعْثِلًا. You didn't create this, right, just to be a passing thing, right? You had to create this, the creation, and everything in it for a purpose. Everything in it for a purpose. I was talking to someone one day, one of the young adults that work with, that I work with, at the Islamic Center, that was in our young adult leadership and imams training, and we were talking, and he's saying, you know, some people, they look too deep into things. He said they read too much into it. And I said, I do not believe it is possible to read too much. I said, it is possible to read incorrectly, but not possible to read too much. So when sometimes people are going around And they say, oh, my goodness, this is a conspiracy of, quote, unquote, this is the language that is used, the white man, right? This is a conspiracy of, quote, unquote, the government, right? Lumping all of this information together or these ideas together in their head. They have a big nemesis in their head when they say the white man or when they say the government or when they say black people, right? That's a conspiracy. When they lump it all together and they say, oh, this is a conspiracy, and they attribute to the group or this thing, right? They attribute a process and say, this is what they are doing, okay? So it is possible, right? I'm not saying they, whoever they are not doing the thing, whatever the conspiracy is. What I'm saying is you have to be cautious because the reading just may be incorrect. It may be something going on, but understanding where the control is or understanding what the aim is or understanding all of that, it does require reading, and it requires proper reading, okay? So and it really, if you are a person that is believing in what was sent down, because in this in the ayat that we just read as well, it is a prescription, it is an understanding that there are those who are not necessarily considering themselves Muslim. They are people of the book that came before, the books that came before, okay? And they believe in that, and they believe in what was sent down to you. So in essence, there are a group of people, the people in the world that say, we believe in Scripture. We believe in the thing that comes down by inspiration from God. And in doing so, in believing in that format, then you have a group of people that will have a similar frame of understanding and reading. When they read, they are reading not just with the eyes of the world and the sentiment that the world has given them, but they are reading with what was sent down, okay? They are contemplating and reading with what was sent down. And when you do this, you are able to read better, you read clear, and there is truth in the reading, okay? And you can avoid some of the wide range of fallacies in the reading. So when we're looking at this idea of reading, we're reading the everything that happens, that Allah has placed in it a sign. If you are truly a person, a human being that is reading and thinking on what you're seeing, on what you're interacting with, on what is being presented. And when you're reading with these are du'a. So we know that in the Quran, you have I think it's 40 Rabbana, the Rabbana du'as. And if you can imagine, these are du'a that if Allah has given us du'a in Quran, you don't have to think of any extras if you can't think of any, that is profound, that these are Quranic du'as. Different times, different individuals may have said the du'a. Some are prescriptions that Allah says, and this is what, if you can imagine, it's saying these particular people that he's speaking of, Allah is speaking of, that contemplate the wonders of creation, these are the du'a that they say. So if you want to be one who is contemplating the creation, then these are du'a that you should be saying. Allah is telling you, he's giving you, he's lining up for you what this person looks like and what type of du'a they would make. So these are du'a that we should be constantly saying if we are of those people. And also inside of the du'a, Allah answers them. So here we're reading du'a that we know Allah will answer. He's answered in the Quran and he's continually answering. So, and the du'a is saying, it says, first he's saying, our Lord, you haven't created all of this, right? Just, you know, for nothing. It says, glory to you. Give us salvation from the penalty of the fire. And then this individual goes on and says, our Lord, any whom you admit to the fire, you cover with shame, and never will wrongdoers find any helper. This is bringing to mind, this conscious person is bringing to mind the reality of the Lord of the worlds, right? First of the hellfire, and then of the shame in the hellfire, and the reality of those who are committing wrong. Because you're thinking, you're pondering, you say, okay, he's not going to allow the wrongdoers to have any movement in what I, although I'm looking and I'm reading, I have to remind myself when I'm reading, okay, I have to read properly, so I have to understand properly. So if I see something and it's going on, I'm like, okay, Allah's not going to allow that to happen, so let me keep reading. And then he says, our Lord, we have heard the call of one calling us to faith. Believe you in the Lord, and we have believed. Says, our Lord, forgive us our sins, blot out from us our iniquities, and take to yourself our souls in the company of the righteous. And then our Lord, grant us what you did promise us through your messengers, and save us from shame on the day of judgment, for you never break your promise. Right? This is all dua to Allah, and Allah answers, and their Lord has accepted of them and answered, never will I suffer to be the lost the work of any of you, be you male or female. You are from one another. And then it goes on and says, and those who have left their homes, were driven out therefrom, suffered harm in my cause, or fought or were slain, verily, I will blot out from them and their iniquities, and I will admit them into gardens with rivers formed beneath. So you ask, now, where are we going to go in conversation with this? There is a lot going on in the United States right now that is global news, right? And it's global news not simply because people are looking on at the United States. It's global news because it is truly affecting our global community. We are, and I'm saying we, right, as a nation, we are in the United States making decisions that are affecting the whole of the world very, very quickly. And if you can understand, we are a global community. There is no more that a nation, any size, really, believe it or not, is not impacting the global platform and impacting the whole of humanity. So the human life is developing, and it is something to be read and understood, right? We should be reading and seeking understanding as believers in Allah. So today, the Ask the Students of Imam W.D. Muhammad, we are asking you all, the students of Imam W.D. Muhammad, to read. And I want to hear, because I heard there was a statement made last week as we were talking, and I don't know, we may have gotten on something about Donald Trump. And one brother, he called in, and it wasn't last week, it may have been the week before, and he called in. And he said, you all, he said, Imam Muhammad, Donald Trump, and I forgot the other gentleman that he spoke of, they wrote a book about economic empowerment for the African American. And he said that he quoted Imam W.D. Muhammad, and he said, Imam W.D. Muhammad said that we should understand that they had a good heart. In them writing that, right? And he said that, the brother who mentioned it, he said it the same. If you're listening today, by all means, you can comment on what you were saying and what you are reading. So he said that, you know, saying that to not be so harsh with Donald Trump and his actions, right? Because, of course, you know, I mean, it's like constant lashing from all sides down. I don't think the lashing that is going on is not just from one side. He fired his own acting attorney general who refused to uphold the ban, the travel ban that he had put in place and to support that. So this is not just a bashing of from one side or one party. This is requiring thinking and thought inside of what is going on. So I am asking you, the students of Imam W.D. Muhammad, I want you all to give me your readings. Everyone has been reading this situation. And now I want to hear the language and logic of Quran that Imam W.D. Muhammad has assisted us to come into, okay? And I want to hear the language and the understanding and the move of Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, okay? That we should be reading with Quran. I want to hear some of your readings on your take of not just the ban, but the movement and the actions that are going on in the United States and the world, because we should be thinking in this format. I want to hear from you, what have you been thinking, and what do you see in the sign? What is it that you see as a reader and as a thinker in Quran and as a thinker, as one who's saying that Allah hasn't done all of this for nothing? We have to believe and we have to know without doubt, if we're reading according to this thinking and this language that we just read from Quran, that we should be sitting and we should be looking around and we should be reading these situations and we should know Allah did not do this for nothing. That there is wisdom and there is understanding to be had. And as we go along, there's going to be constant wisdom and understanding to be had. And it won't just be simply, oh, you know, we got to get rid of them. There is more to be understood. Now, I have my take. And I can go on with my take, okay? But I really do. I think there is benefit in hearing your take because it really is compounding. I mean, I sincerely want to hear what we are getting as a unit individually, and then because it will feed some of what I think, you know. So I really do. I want to hear from you. I want to know, and it doesn't take long for us to go past any span of time, but you all are. I see all the callers who are ready to give their take. Because we're at the half hour, I'm going to take a quick public service announcement break, and then we're going to come back to our callers. Our first caller up, you were first. I guess you knew what I was about to say. They pushed one, they said, before we go any farther, 813-515, you'll be up first. And then we have 856-718, then, of course, 510-978. And then 636-410-727-201. In that order, inshallah, we'll take a quick public service announcement break because once we get going, I know where that heads, and we don't want to not stop at all. So we'll do that, and then we'll come back, and we will hear from the students of Imam W.D. Muhammad on what they are reading of our current world climate, not just political climate. Politics are about people, our current climate for our people, and what we see going on in the United States that is affecting our global community, inshallah.
See the full picture.
Feel the void.
Read the Muslim Journal.
Bringing humanity together.
It's news with truth.
It's journalism with understanding.
Each week, Muslim Journal features the latest headline stories. Get a fresh perspective on American politics with informative editorials on the news and stories that affect you and your community the most. Muslim Journal also features exciting reports from around the globe. Subscribe to the Muslim Journal and stay informed about the world we live in today.
See the full picture.
Subscribe to the Muslim Journal today.
I'm Mark Shaheed, the host and facilitator for the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab.
I'm Sister Manira Habio, co-facilitator for the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab.
If you have questions, comments in regards to courtship and marriage, to bring your questions and comments to the lab, as we provide information and education on the do's and don'ts of courtship and also the key essential ingredients to what constitutes a healthy marriage.
Please join us on Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, and 4 Pacific Time. We look forward to having you on the show.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back, American Muslim 360 listening audience. That was a little plug for our evening shows. That is the marriage and courtship. Later on today that you can catch that beginning at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, I do believe. And, of course, right before that, we have the Quranic Foundations of Education, if I'm not mistaken, as well. At 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, so we encourage you to catch all of those. And this is Anisa Dewan, and you are listening to American Muslim 360's Tuesday morning lineup with Ask the Students of Imam W.D. Muhammad, and you are about to hear from the students of Imam W.D. Muhammad on their readings, on their ponderings, on their deep reflections on what we are doing and what is developing here in the United States and around the world. And I am certain that what they will share with you will warrant a little note-taking. So please listen up as we hear from those students. First up, area code 813-515. Make sure you state your name, where you're calling from, 813-515. You are on the air.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Bilal from Tampa, Florida.
Assalamu alaikum, my dear Brother Bilal. How are you this morning?
Praise be to Allah. And I know you already, sister. Praise be to Allah.
Alhamdulillah. I always sound bright-eyed and bushy-tailed when I get on this phone, when I get on, don't I? I know. Y'all just don't know, boy. If you put me up here, I'm going to sound like this.
Come on, Jews. Praise be to Allah.
So
you know,
tell me
I'm reading it, but okay, this, I mean, I could probably just go on and on and on. I'm trying to do a little bit. At the point when all during the election and this, that, and other going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say, okay, but now, I'd say you know, you tired really of listening to what's going on, I said, well, you have to pay some attention to it. So right now, at this point, I'm saying, well, okay. All I say, it's not for you. I think the word is promulgate this religion. Say, you know, the fact that he said, we'll take care of that. So now look at Rasulullah. He went on. He went on the battlefield, took care of his business. But his fate was in Allah. You see, I think that brings out a big thing because Allah tells us in Quran. He said, "Look, this is my take on this. I'm gonna be the one who handles this." So I look around. Yeah, so I look around, and then now I'm sitting back, right? And so I turn on the news. I know the media got the tricks and everything. I say, he getting chastised. I said, not only is he getting chastised, I see Allah bringing forth his deen. He said, look, we Muslim. And now the people are looking at that. They would have looked at that much. It was all of the march out, knocking on their doors. I said, for the whole world. learning out something about Al-Islam is and where what we should be doing. But now what's happening up? Man, we have a push now. We have that drive to make sure we get our own school for our children. Why? Because they ain't, you know, when you look at it, they ain't seem like it's folding up. No, it's getting better, too. You know, that word, that kind of mentality is kind of all out there. The people say, look, we want some justice for this. You going, I see you sit back and handle people like that. But they was doing it too. You see, but now it's in their bond code, and they kind of looking, being upset, but they coming out too. A lot of the good people coming out and say, we don't want, you going to treat people like that. But the people, you can sit back and say, oh, Allahu Akbar. See, I could have done all that in no kind of way, form, or fashion. Now, I'm going to go to American Muslim 360. You got people calling up on the radio. Diligently, they got one person. You always say about what Imam Muhammad said concerning Donald Trump. A confusion came out about it with my brother Rashad week before last, okay? It seemed like the same person did the same thing, but he learned how to respect each other. He learned how to respect the format of American Muslim 360. So I have appreciation for it. It's real good. And just that one incident should make us look at it and say, man, we can't be on the airwaves, and we can't be just looking at each other like that. So, same person came on again. But it was shy. His cheek was a little sweeter. Okay? But mine was fired up. I get on there, and I said, look, man. I said, this brother keep on calling up here. I said, and I said something about Rasulullah. I say, didn't Allah allow for Rasulullah to go to the day and with the blind man? And so, if the Rasul make a mistake, or Allah allowed him, if you look, now I'm doing that, watch my language. I say Allah allowed him to for that action to happen. Then he going on and he reveal. He say, look, let me show you your character, Rasulullah. And he said, you should say, don't do that. He said, but now what is going on? Oh, a look is being, things are being examined now. And so I told that brother, I said, look, I said, now I told you, I said, you met somebody, man, Muhammad? The prophet said, look, I'm just like you. So he made this error. And I said, look, I said, now if you call on up, and I said, you don't accept what I said about the Rasulullah. I said, I hope the brothers in your area, whoever you are, they need to take a look at you. Okay? So attack is being made. So Rashad, he ain't saying he just saying praise be to Allah, Akbar. And then after that, a sister called up. And the sister identified them and said, look, don't you know we have those kind of people? We have that kind of germ inside of an ummah. Say we have that. And he said, we sister say we go on the battlefield too with that. I said, wow, I said Allah, right? But so Brother Rashad said, Alhamdulillah. So what's going on now? We tightening up our feelings and bringing to some practical action now. Do we want money? We want what it takes to get things deserved. You know, so I ain't gonna go long, I'm gonna stop. Now, praise be to Allah.
I appreciate those comments, Brother Bilal. I do appreciate those comments. And we're going to go on to the next person and see what they read through. And it sounds like we've had a little bit of a contention. And I tell you what, once again, even in that, I'm gonna save my comment even on contention. I'm going to save it on that. And I'm going to listen to all the other callers before I say something. So alhamdulillah, I appreciate you, my brother.
I'm just waking it up. I'm not all the way woke now. I keep waking up and I listen as I look and listen farther down the line. I think a lot
of
when I pray
that, make sure you
that I made everything
phone.
Be all right. Get me.
Okay, all right. Salaam alaikum. Make sure you press 1 on your phone for me, Brother Bilal, to come out of the call queue. Next up, area code 856-718. Area code 856-718. You are live on air.
Assalamu alaikum. Sultan Ali from New Jersey.
Yes, Sister Sultana. I know you
yes,
can read
ma'am.
What tell
all
us
right.
as a student
yeah.
of W.D. Muhammad and of Quran. What
exactly.
have you read?
Exactly. Okay. So, you know, Mr. Trump says like he likes to have secret counsel, and Allah mm-hmm. says in the Holy Quran, Surah 58, Ayat 10, secret counsels are only inspired by the evil one in order that he may cause grief to the believer, but he can't harm them in the least, except as Allah permits, and on Allah let the believer put his trust. Okay, then in ayat in Surah 58, Ayat 17, because he has decided to put his sons, whatever, okay, in his position of no profit whatsoever to them against the law, will be their riches nor their sons. They will be companions of the fire to dwell therein for aye. Did I say Bismillah?
What you say? Did you say A'udhu Billah, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Inshallah? All right. Will not avail them. So is that it? Okay, keep going.
Well, I got Surah 58 has a whole lot of stuff to tell us, okay? And in Ayat 18 of Surah 58, one day will Allah rise them all up for judgment. Then will they swear to him as they swear to you, and they think they have something to stand on. No, indeed, they are but liars. And it's Surah 58, Ayat 18. Okay, that's what I need to say. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Well, I tell you what. So you brought the fire and brimstone to Trump's door.
But you know what? We're going to be charged if we don't hand him a cup of tea. If we're not giving him Quran, if we're not giving him, you know, we know a lot of stuff from the Holy Quran to the Uswa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to W.D. Muhammad. I mean, may he rest in peace forever. You know, and we got a lot of stuff. And we need to listen, look, when David got in the arena with Goliath, do you think he had to walk in there? This is what we have to do. We have to extend. You know, because I keep having this image of Mr. Trump being in the rotunda of the UN with no shoes and socks on, saying, Layla, hey, Allah, Muhammad, Rasulullah. I keep seeing him doing that because there will be nowhere to go except to Allah. I sound like him.
Exactly. Even if he's not saying it as quote unquote a Muslim in the book, that truth is truly the only thing that stands and that remains. And falsehood is, this is Quran, right? By the very, we have to understand, falsehood is the nature of it is that it passes. So it really doesn't matter if we can understand, none of us can be with Allah on the movement towards right. It's not going to change the movement. It's not going to in no way, shape, or form is it going to stop the end result that truth is the thing that lasts. So it doesn't matter for Trump, it doesn't matter for Anissa, it doesn't matter for Sultana, it doesn't really matter that in the end, truth, by the nature of the heavens and the earth, by the nature of the same way that none of us can stop the sun from rising, none of us can stop the earth's rotation, that in all of these things that we have no ability to control or do, and even if we think we do, right, the reality is that it doesn't, right? None of us are going to stop the sun. So in that same fashion, the same way that we have in our beings a surety of the sun coming up and the sun setting and no one's ability to stop it, that's the same fashion that truth stands. So you're right. It's the falsehood, the false thing ends. So even if he is not testifying, just like in this ayat, as a Muslim, He has to testify to truth. Everyone does, willingly or unwillingly.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
alhamdulillah. And me, we appreciate those Quran concepts, Sister Sultana. And I have jotted
Allah
them down. Allah. I'm taking notes. I am taking notes because we're going to come back to everybody. I'm taking notes. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much, Q. Okay, next up, area code 636-410. Area code 636-410. You are live on air.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum, Anisa Dewan. This is Kareem Hamid calling from St. Louis, Missouri.
Assalamu alaikum, my dear brother Kareem Hamid. Alhamdulillah. I know you were reading.
Praise be to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. You know, where do I begin? You know, Allah has revealed in the Quran, any who seeks dominance, dominance shall be withheld from them. There were two forces on the earth seeking world dominance, the Western powers and the Soviet Union with communistic ideas. And they were competing with each other for world dominance. Neither one ever achieved that. The Soviet Union, it broke up. And there was a bad taste in the mouth of those that was over that system. The Western powers never achieved total world dominance. They never achieved it. And the earth and the people on it have moved to another dispensation in time. And it is universality. It is universality. The human being is connected now all around the earth, around the world. And nations are interconnected. They are interconnected now. And like the Imam expressed the meaning of Kaaba. And he said it is the interlocking, And the Kaaba is emblematic of the universality, the oneness of the soul and its universal connectedness. So now we have one voice saying, we shall be great again. Then there is another voice that is saying, the question is, who shall rule the earth? In the Russian sphere of influence, we are looking at Putin. But there are strings attached even to Putin. He is influenced by a mind set that people identify the mind as Alexander Dugin. Alexander Dugin. And I have heard him speak. And his summation was, who shall rule the earth? Who shall rule the earth? And his reasoning is, concerning truth, he says that truth is based upon belief. So you may believe something that is not correct, but that becomes your truth, belief. So what we are witnessing is a rejection of the reality that the human beings have been moved to the universe, the universal thinking, the universal environment. There is pushback from that. Nationalism has passed. Nationalism has passed. We must, as human beings, be willing partners to work in partnership with each other on this earth. On this earth. This nation was set up for, it was set up for Trumpism. It was set up. Any time there are men that deny sustenance reaching the people, and all it takes is a stroke of a pen or a vote, know that that is one of the schemes of the shaitan, to withhold sustenance from the people. Then when you want to introduce your plan, you put one in place that represents a big job maker. I'm going to create jobs, feed you all. I'm going to feed you all. The past people in power neglected you, but that was skillfully done. They withheld sustenance. They would not pass anything that would help the condition of the people on the ground. So that appetite of hunger, was there, and the Shaitan, he leads man by his appetites, unchecked by knowledge. So here is one that has been classified over the earth as a big businessman, jobs. I'm a creator. And so he could say and do anything, and the people would vote for him because of their appetites. He himself said, I could shoot someone in the middle of Times Square and these people would still vote for me because they understand the nature of the human being. Now he has a flimsy grasp on power, and he is revealing the overarching scheme behind this, and that is who shall rule the earth. But we are in a dispensation in time that the prophets had wished that they could live to see, when the world would be one. In these systems of government, Western and Eastern, there is another system right in the middle of that, of how shall they be governed. There are people of Scripture, and I'm praise be to Allah, you are, that in your reading this morning, you mentioned those that believe in the Scripture that is with them and the Scripture that is with you. That Scripture is a system of government, of how the people shall govern themselves. And from out of the last scripture, the generous Quran, alhamdulillah, a mercy to the world, there was a system of government established on the earth. Medina. And the powers that be know that. They know that. And they do not want that to come into being. But Allah plans, and Allah is the best of planners, that universal, connected humanity is presenting itself. And an excellent example of that is that there was a universal, there is a universal response to legislation denying the movement of refugees into this country, and also a blatant identification of attacking a religion. We shall allow the Christian, but we shall forbid the Muslim. The Christian stood up around the world. The Jews stood up around the world. The Muslim stood up around the world. The Hindu, the Buddhist, the humanity stood up around the world in rejection of that type of thinking. So that's how I'm reading this. You cannot turn back the hand of time by the token of time through the ages. Whose time? Allah's time, not man's time. So that is how, this is a wonderful thing that we are witnessing. Will there be gnashing of teeth? Yes. But our hearts are at peace because I see what is coming. I believe. Not only do I believe in Allah, but as Brother Thomas Abdul Salam asked the question, but do you believe Allah? I believe him. I see the convincing proof in my own personal life. And this is what is transpiring on the earth now. Dominance will not be allowed. You are one humanity. Min nafsin wahida. And alhamdulillah for that. And al-Islam is a universal. The last message sent to the whole of mankind when it is understood in the proper context. So I'll stop right there, my sister Anissa. And
Assalamu
alaikum, my sister.
Assalamu alaikum. That's some outstanding reading, my dear brother Kareem Hamid. I took some extensive notes, and inshallah, like I said, we're going to come back. If you were pressing one on your phone for me to come out of the call queue, my dear brother Kareem, inshallah, and then we will go to our next caller, area code 727-201. You are live on air.
Yes, Martha Nyla Williams calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, let's start. I'm starting by saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and allowing us to really interpret what that whole process means, and go right to Surah 2, I believe 123, and as it references, I'll just ask one to read that, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indicating nafsin wahida, one course part about nafsin wahida, with the community is one from that oneness, and Surah 14, Surah to Ibrahim, referencing the darkness or believing in the unseen. That's where I want to reference. And then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us out of darkness into the light. And now I'll go to the battle of the with the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and the alliances that have been made, and how once when we forget our duties, our individual selves, or our bonding together as a community, we forget our duties, and we run after that which is fleeting before us. And I'm speaking of the booty, the bounties, and forgetting the structure that we must maintain, and that is every individual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a duty. And so with the battle, if one can remember the Quraysh, how intent they were upon defeating the Muslim, and the caravans, carrying the trade, doing trade and carrying things that will help them, as in other words, keeping their eyes focused on what they had accrued as their gains. And I'm speaking of the wealth, the power they had and the wealth that they had. And as I'm reading today, and I'm looking at myself, ourselves in the midst, it is not for a label to gain the momentum, meaning individuals speaking, I'm Muslim, I'm Christian, I'm Jewish, or I'm better than, in other words, casting that out.
Mm-hmm.
As I look back into history, you know, I'm better than in the sense of just because of the label and not conforming to the act that decrees that. Look back into history in the 17th, 18th century with Napoleon Bonaparte, as ones would reference that his establishing of the civic code of ethics and the idea of releasing the discrimination from the, what was categorized as minorities and causing unearthliness with the monarchies and all the Catholicism and Catholics and everybody else. He was defeating them, the countries, and lessening the discrimination.
It's breaking up a little bit on us, Sister Martha.
Okay. He was defeating the countries and lessening the discrimination. Am I okay now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So Napoleon Bonaparte is who I'm speaking of, but as ones mm-hmm. categorize him with the power, though he was exiled, though he was defeated, still into the essence of the life of humanity, that universal process that he portrayed in his leadership, there still was that gaining in power, and one saw it as defeat in their ability to maintain control. So the other countries, of course, began to rise again. So this is where I bring us back to the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the Allah brings ones out of darkness into light. So we can see that mankind will go through its processes of ups and downs. But when any believing one makes their prayers, asking Almighty God to guide us as we go to the Al-Fatiha, then we must know that there are going to be times that we're going to be tested. And our stronghold is in the way that the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, maintained his foothold on the La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, in the way of Medina Munawwara. And I take us to, lastly, to Imam Waqidi Muhammad, rahimahullah alayhi, as he speaks about, and one can go to the YouTube, as I referenced it, with Imam Waqidi Muhammad, the individual in the success of the society. And I'll stop right there. Thank you so very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. All right, my Sunshine City and sister, that's excellent as always. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
All right, and make sure you press 1 on your phone for me, my dear sister Martha Nyla Williams. All right, I am going to take one additional caller before I take a quick break. 404-284, only because I think I called you, 404-284, you are live on air.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Anissa, this is Fair Salam from Atlanta, Georgia.
Assalamu alaikum.
How are you doing this morning?
I am doing well, my dear sister.
I'm calling to make a comment and a request. My comment is to... with the precedents, it reminds me of the story of Pharaoh and Moses. And I think if we read that, study that, we will see that Allah is in charge. Pharaoh thought he was God. And then I think the president is thinking that he can do anything, any way he want to do it, and how he want to do it. But in the end, Allah has this, so we don't have to worry about anything. Just study that story of Pharaoh and Moses. And my request is that I would like for the audience to make dua for Brother Sabir Muhammad and his wife. They was in a severe accident on Sunday evening. Brother Sabir is a contributing writer for the Muslim Journal, and I'm sure.
Peace be upon you. Are you enjoying what you're hearing? If so, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these short messages. You are listening live to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in all of the nation.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Zakia Muhammad, Founding Director and CEO of IMAS, Institute of Muslim American Studies, inviting you to join me in supporting CWSC and AM 360 Radio with your tax-deductible contribution. Visit cwsc.us or call in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world. Thank you.
Most of the bad and negative things that you get from Al-Islam is, believe you me, is a misconception, misunderstanding, or propaganda put out by the devils themselves. I said the devils themselves. And he ain't got no one color. He can come in all type of colors, that daggone devil. But I'm talking about that bad, no good, negative spilling mindset. Yeah, that's that devil. Yeah, you can tell him I said it. I ain't scared of him. And tell him I called the devil a chump, because that's what he is for coming against us in such a bad manner.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listening audience. For anyone who wants to make comments, this is Martha Nyla, your engineer. And should you have comments on what you've heard and you want to share in this topic today, it says the Muslim life. Is being human the same as being Muslim, or is there a difference? Join us as we walk through the lives of the human family, asking, who's in charge of the life of being human? This is the time to face the difficulties, make the sacrifices, teach children of the values of self, contracts, keeping company with others, being a producer more than being a consumer, etc. So please press 1 on your phone. You want to come into the conversation, just if you have any comments you'd like to make or share, we welcome you. Press 1. Assalamu alaikum. All right. Seeing no takers on that, we thank you for your being here with us. And we're going to go to, we wanted to play another part of, and that's Anisa Dewan. Of course, every Tuesday morning, we do the encore of Anisa Dewan. And we thought that that would, the information that was being shared would bring us, well, after the Al-Islam-based conversation that we heard first, followed by my children's children with Anita Collins, and then Al-Islam-based conversation with our dear Nazim Pasha. And now, where the this usually is the hour for Muslim Vibe, but we've explained that Imam Nadeem Ali is life has taken him into another arena in which it does not allow him or permit him to come and be a host here on American Muslim 360 internet broadcast. But we will be hearing from him from time to time, inshallah. And likewise, the presentation this morning was the presentation, last presentation for Anita Collins, based on presenting my children's children in the at the 10 o'clock hour on Sunday mornings. But, of course, she will be from time to time joining us, as she did state. And so we move on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening many doors, and perhaps you are one. Go to cwsc.us, and there is a form that you can bring out whatever is in your mind, a new idea, a new proposal, show proposal, please fill that out. If you have any ideas, perhaps it needs a little more discussing, or you want to share it with others and see how it would work as you being a presenter here. And, of course, if you've already gone and become a model, a member in the Model Community National Resource Directory, I don't say member, but that you've actually gone to the National Resource Directory, the Model Community National Resource Directory. And that is where we put our information to share, expressing our expertise and what we want to assist others with. And then others have their expertise there as well. And that's how we connect. So first doing that, and then, of course, you have a show idea that you like to have presented here on American Muslim 360 Internet Radio, please, by all means, we welcome you. This is the time for scholarships. So June 20th is the date. Should you know of anyone who in college, finishing high school and going off to college, please, by all means, and they meet the criteria, have them go to cwsc.us and fill out the request for the scholarship in the TSA right now. And we have 636-410. We'll come right to you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Ni'mat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM 360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
Because there is no God but the one God.
Illallah. And now we have 636-410, dear Imam Kareem Hamid. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Sister Martha Nyla. Alhamdulillah, what an excellent presentation, a rebroadcast of our beloved sister, Anissa Dewan. Praise be to Allah. That was so rich and valuable. Praise be to Allah. You posed the question, is being human the same as being Muslim, or is there a difference? We need to first identify what the word Muslim means. Muslim is one who submits his whole self to the will of God, to the will of God. The human nature is designed to submit itself to the will of God. It comes here expressing God's will that God had placed within the human nature. Now, that is this being that is in contact with nature. It is operating on the natural processes found in the creation, like the animal that procreates. This being will procreate. This, like the animal, experiences hunger and hunts and feeds itself. This being shall hunt and feed itself. So it will be operating along the pattern of nature, the nature found in the creation and all that has been created. Now, that is just the nature. But is it a full human being yet? No. I say that based upon scriptures from out of the Bible and from out of the Holy Quran. In the Bible, it is revealed that God created the man, then breathed into him some of his spirit, and then he became a living soul, a living soul. So being human, to being true human, is that second graduation of being a living soul. In the Quran, Allah has revealed, Alamu Quran Khalaqa Insan. Allah taught the Quran, then created the man. So here are two elevations pointed to in both scriptures, that until the human being is guided by, praise be to Allah, is guided by something higher than just his human nature, then he is equated with the life of the animal. The animal has a natural nature. But there's another elevation designated for the human, for the human being. And that elevation is free will and the capacity to grow beyond its natural nature, that the intellect will come on and the human being will gain the capacity to manipulate or extract from out of nature, from out of the creation, its benefits. So until the man is connected to the Word of God, the revealed Word of God, then he becomes a living soul. When the human being comes in contact with the instructions, the commands, and the education that God offers to him, it is an educational process. It is evolving the human to a higher state of being, a higher level of existence that is beyond the animal life. He comes into moral life. He comes into a sense of right and wrong, a sense of judgment. Of judgment, but that judgment is not just educated by his nature. It is educated by the Word of God. Then he becomes a living soul. Then he becomes true human. At first, he's just operating on the nature that God placed within him. But then he is educated in the Word of God. And he's given free choice. Free choice. God educates him as to it, to his right and his wrong. Now the utility of free choice comes into play. It is triggered. Then the human being, based upon the consciousness that Almighty God have awakened in him, and educated him as to right and wrong, then the human being comes into its fullness of utilizing free will, free choice, free choice. And then he rises above just that, the nature is Muslim, but the mind, the sentiments, and the mind must take an active role now. And when the human being, based upon what God has revealed and given his free choices, the human being chooses to follow the revelation sent by God as to what is right and what is wrong and the standards for his life. He has submitted his thinking. He has submitted his rational free will to submit. He has risen above just his human nature, the nature that that is on the pattern of the whole of creation. We are called the crown of creation. So that means that there's a higher elevation for the true human, that he has the capacity to...
Question to you, ma'am. Question for conversation's sake. So when we, and I'm going to go to the medical field where doctors, when you go into, you know, when you go into that room and wait for the doctor to appear, to come in, and there's usually sometimes a skeleton, or there's a anatomy chart on the wall, and you look at that anatomy chart, and it says the human body, the anatomy of the human body. And so, in essence, we, when we say, well, I'm human, so what from you were sharing just then, the human includes being the Muslim. That means you've reached that second part of the spirit and the understanding being there with you. Am I correct? Is that what you're sharing now?
What I'm saying is the word human, praise be to Allah, the word human, the concept of human, did not derive from secular thinking. The idea, the concept of human, it gets its birth in revelation, not in our conversational speech. In our conversational speech, although we may have a head, two arms, two legs, feet, eyes, nose, we think because we, I mean, according to the thinking, that because you are formed like that, that is human. But the gorilla has two arms, has nostrils, has eyes, a mouth, legs, feet, head, heart, lungs. See? So the word human comes from out of scripture. Then he became a human soul. So we think because we fit a certain pattern in our physiology or in our biological construct, that is the identification of human. But that is not correct. We have similarities among animals that have some of the same biological processes that we have, So just because we possess this carriage that allows us to function in a material world, or communicate and express ourselves in the material reality, we think that is human. But no, the true essence, the true authorship of human, is from out of scripture. Allah had created this form, but it was not a living soul until Allah breathed into it, it says, breathed into it some of his spirit. And in the Quran, it gets more plain. It clarifies things. It clears the mystery. Allah says he taught the Quran. The Quran is the combination of all of the scriptures that preceded it. It is the revealed word of God. Then that form that we erroneously identify as human, then it becomes a human soul. Then it becomes human. Human. But this physical body is only a possession of us. We own this. We are riding around inside of it. This is not me. This, if someone cut off my arm, I wouldn't say, there I am on the ground. I would say, there is my arm. Where is that my? Where is that my? I'm speaking of the arm as a possession of mine, of mine. So that my is that soul that is educated by God, and that learns from God the criterion of right and wrong. It becomes a way then to a consciousness of an authority over it, and it submits to follow the revelation of God. Now the soul has become alive. Now that is a human. The human have now come alive inside of the animal structure, inside of the biological structure. His consciousness has been lit. So you ask, is Muslim being human? Is being human? That's why I wanted to identify what Muslim meant, that does not mean that you say, assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam, and all of that. No. The Muslim is one who submits his total self to follow God's guidance, to do the will of God. That it may be Christian, it may be Jew, huh? It may be other labels that man have placed on it, but that act is submission to what God has revealed. Then he become conscious. Then he can make progress along the evolutionary stages for human growth, for mental growth, for sensitivity growth, for emotional growth, for productive growth, for even manufacturing growth. He can engage the creation and extract from it the benefits, not just ride the earth, not just ride the earth, but actually take possession of it as a manager and extract from out of it with his scientific, his mind have become illuminated now by the word of God. His brain has become illuminated. And in that that illumination comes the processes of thought and thinking and reasoning. He can look at a thing and see how it functions, and see how it functions, and derive from him being able to discern how it functions, he can then access that thing to benefit him and the rest of society. He is now a human being, not just an animal. So, yes, it requires that we, in order to be human, you must go through that process. There are people walking around that are, yeah, they look human to us because that is our identification. But God has identified what human is. I'll stop right there, my sister.
Oh, praise be to Allah. I love it. And I thank you. And anyone else, please press one on your phone. You want to join the conversation as we're speaking about human, and we use it, and we are moving about, as Imam was just expressing, and we use it very loosely. And when we see the difficulties, the straining to get ones to come to the middle of the road and stop acting out and stop doing such and such, but we have to actually address the human, And where is the human? Is the human? Is the human at home, or is the human away from home? And I'm using that when I laugh because I thought of it says, you know, when the man is not home,
then it says, then who is being connected with? Who is being spoken to? Who is being addressed? And I'm speaking of that in the sense of every human, every person, let me use that word, every person thinks and moves and acts to the will of the needs, food and clothing. So we act according to that. And then at the same time, so when we're there, but when we become the provider of it and we can think through it, then that's where the man is at home. But when we are not able to think through it and we are not able to provide and we have succumbed to the movement, whatever way flows, goes, then it is as the feminine aspect is being pushed forward, and now just the nurturing is in place. And I believe, Imam, please share with me too, if you're understanding what I'm sharing, that the feminine is taking the place where the man, the mind, should be incorporating in a productive manner, in a producing manner, and that way the femininity of us all, which you have time to think and care for self without being out there on the front line. And I'm saying male and female is going through this process of being productive or not being productive, and that's where we see that the man is not home, the mind is not providing itself to become human.
Well, you know, the platform of this subject matter, the base of it, is speaking to the male and female. It's speaking to the male and female. The soul is one. The soul is one. And inside of the soul is male and female attributes, utility. Let me say that, utility. And it is, so we're not talking about gender. We're talking about existence. Then the function of being in the existence of being human. So there is no superiority, praise be to Allah. There is no superiority in the world of consciousness, in the world of intelligent reasoning choices. There is no superiority of the male over the female. They have been given that equally. Almighty God in the Quran, he says, the Zakarina wa Zakarati, the thinking male and the thinking female. And our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have left sayings behind I'm losing my thought. I'm getting older. That the only superiority of the male over the female is his physical strength. Is his physical strength. Everything else, I cannot say to you, Sister Martha, wait a minute. You said, but you let me think on that. I'm the man. We'll follow my thought process. Whatever conclusion I come up with, that is what it will be. No. Oh, no. We all, God has blessed the human being with the processes of hearing, sight, intelligent language, thought, and reasoning. And the most valuable organ that he has created for the human being is his brain. Now, there is no demarcation along the lines of sex, of male or female, in that wonderful gift that Almighty God has given us. See? Oh, yes, we all possess that property of conscious thought, of intelligent reasoning, of rational thinking, of being presented with what we would see would call a problem, which is really an opportunity to grow, we all have the capacity to meet that challenge and meet that opportunity and solve that. So there is no designation. There is no designation for the female inside of the soul and the male inside of the soul that is superior to either one. Do you understand? Am I clear?
Yes, I love it. Yes, because, you know, as you were speaking, I'm saying to myself, wow, you know, the more we know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed information to travel, and the more we speak it openly, it's just a natural process for it to connect with the minds of those who are seeking knowledge and seeking the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them to hear, bless ones to hear. And the more we pronounce or profess that, then we can have that family value returning, because we will see the work is for both the male and the female. And it is for the respect then comes for the order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has really blessed us to be of and in. And this, y'all, has been the Muslim life. Asking the question, is being human the same as being Muslim, or is there a difference? Alhamdulillah, we thank Imam Kareem Hamid for his presence and sharing, as this has been archived, a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. We can listen at our leisure. And stay tuned, 3 p.m. You can take a break and get ready for, let me take you out of the queue there now. I hear you. All right, Imam, thank you so much. I pulled you in, right? Everyone else, and for those, again, if you want to hear, should you want to hear more programming here on American Muslim 360 broadcast, speak with ones who you know have the ability, the opportunity, or availability, and they want to present, please. We're asking ones to come to American Muslim 360 broadcast and let the world hear you, hear what you have to offer, inshallah, and we can work together. Definitely looking for ones who have an interest in world affairs, out and abroad, international broadcasting. We're looking at the women leadership throughout the country. There are about 70 women that's been noted that are leading government. They're leading their parliaments, and one in particular, inshallah, on Pioneer Power Hour, and the information about her, as there was a very contentious voting election held there in none other than Liberia. And you know the capital of that is Monrovia, and it has been so noted how poor the country is. But what makes it poor is exactly what we've been sharing right now. What makes it poor is the thinking, and that thinking coming from, you give the answer. What makes people and their persons and their lives poor is a thinking that is either encouraging or a thinking that is oppressive. So alhamdulillah. So you'll hear the excerpts when we play them on Pioneer Power Hour, and that is when? That's Friday evening. Yes, we're inviting you to Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, followed by the Prayerful Journey of the Young Minds from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And look forward to asking the young people to come on board and listen and share, be a part of, as Imani Abdushakur takes on sharing an educational piece of building our vocabulary, spelling. She loves that. So, yes, have ones come on and be geared and ready to spell that word. Inshallah, let's connect. So now, Uncle Wu, 3 p.m. today. In about half an hour, Uncle Wu will be joining us as he will be presenting the cultural expression, cultural insights and expression.
Yes, Uncle Wu, as Imam, or Brother Dawood Abdullah out of Atlanta, Georgia. And following him, right, he's from 3 to 5 p.m., following him at 5 p.m. on the dot, what's your reality? Muslima reality. That's Kalima Abdur-Rashid from 5 to 6:30. Then we get another half hour to do what we want and come back. And then we're ready for interfaith dialogue with Imam Dr. Askia Muhammad, as he's gone through an historical approach of sharing the religious background and people and places and things and interactions and distractions and such. And he's bringing it to us to allow us to understand where many of our thinking has come from and how it has been stabilized in our mind. It has taken root in many of our minds, and we don't know it until we speak it, you know. So, alhamdulillah. So, join us at 7 p.m. and then 8 p.m. Principal Quran Shakir, The Power of Educating Our Own. Join her and our guests at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then, this once a month, we have Towards the Model Community. That's with Imam Hamim Habib. You want to be present with Imam Hamim Habib as he presents Towards the model community. So please, this is Sunday. Today is Sunday, and so today we should be in, we're in the month of Rajab, and it should be, what is it, the 7th, and we'll be entering the 8th, inshallah, 1439 AH. And it is March 25, 2018 AD. We say that because we're approaching Ramadan, and we're going to keep that before us. All right? So anyone having any questions, press 1 on your phone, or any comments you want to make before we sign off, and we're going to play one of the staple singers' songs. We either have I'll Take You There or Get Ready. Come and Go With Me. I believe we'll play Get Ready. All right? Seeing none for comments? All right, here we go. Assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Nyla signing off for now. And for Monday morning, don't forget, Retro of Thomas Abdul Salam, followed by Neil Mashahi, followed by Imam Dr. Abdel J. Nuruddin, starting at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Assalamu alaikum. Hatred.
Okay, while I was doing my step exercises, I pray you were doing them too, right? Yes. Assalamu alaikum.